Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Maglia. Tom is a chartered financial consultant. He's an accredited estate planner, and he has a master's of science in financial services. He's got more than 28 years of financial counseling and coaching experience. He's also a Crown Ministries budgeting coach and is a business and church consultant as well. We are having a good time, and we would love to hear from you. You can call us at 800-386-3700, or you can visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for our free quarterly newsletter. Also, you can download past shows, podcast, all of these things. Tom doesn't know what I'm saying because he's financial, not technical.
Right.
But we're going to jump right into this because we are on tip number 8 of the 10 financial tips to a great marriage. And I am excited to tell you about tip number 8. Tom, let's get into this.
Okay. But before that, we have our landmark verse, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Reba?
That's right. If you know it, say it with me. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Exactly. And that's what the program, the financial planning counseling, the book, Knowing the Economy of God, Reba, this everything. That's what it's all based on, is God's economy. God's economy is God's thinking. You'll find God's thinking in the Bible, all 66 books. And that's how we've compiled the show and the book, based on over 2,300 verses in the Bible that pertain to finances. That's how you know what God's economy is. And our program is dedicated to helping Christians be better economists for God, regardless if you've had training or formal education, doesn't matter. You know, someone said, did you write the book for just, you know, high-level Christians? I said, no, I wrote the book for any Christian in any country, not American Christians only.
Everybody, because the principles in the Bible are for everybody. And a lot of people, I think, Tom, when they think about God and finances, I think immediately they think of like the sowing seeds or tithing. They get real detailed really quickly, and they maybe feel overwhelmed.
Yes.
Or guilty.
Yeah.
But your anchors are not about, it's not as much about the small details as it is about our heart and our fellowship with God. And
exactly.
That's something that we all of us should strive for.
Absolutely. And it's not to give people a guilt trip or make them feel like this is a legalistic thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're under grace. We're all learning. Mm-hmm. We're all works in progress. We sometimes make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. God's grace covers us. We confess, repent, move forward, try to do better. And that's what a great loving God we have, Reba.
And your anchors, the four anchors that you pulled out of the Bible, are they are universal.
Well, I think they are. Number one, that is the fact that God is the one and true only owner of everything.
And that goes for North America, South America, Australia, Africa.
Right.
All the continents.
It doesn't matter what country you live in. It's not just for Americans. And B, we're the steward or manager of what belongs to God, and our motives are to bring him honor and glory, not riches for ourselves or find our self-esteem in our self-worth.
And even in international waters.
I should say net worth, yes.
even in those weird
tax-free
zones, you know, those weird, like, when you're at the airport, you're like,
I know.
You're like, where am I that there's no taxes here?
The duty-free shops.
The duty-free. It goes, even if it's duty-free, the fact is, we're still the stewards.
Exactly. And then thirdly, we are to be liberal and hilarious, generous, cheerful givers of everything we have to further God's gospel, and we'll be accountable for that someday.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth, we're to find our true contentment in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, not in net worth items like assets, stocks, money, and so forth, real estate. That's not where our worth comes from.
You know what, Tom? It just made me think, even in other countries where they don't have the same financial assets as we have, they still sometimes will put their worth, their value, in maybe a dot here or one gold band here. Or so even people that are poor still have a hard time finding their contentment in God.
Exactly. You know, Exodus 20, verse 3 still applies to any human being because it says, thou shalt have no false gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Lord your God. And a false god could be cattle or horses, grass, crops, land, money, jewelry, gold. Purpose in life, let's say position in life, king or chief or CEO or president. It could be any of those things. Any of those.
Location.
From the beginning of time, God had it all figured out. He knew what human beings would want instead of him. And human beings in the flesh want everything but God because they want to be God, a mini God, if you will. Mm-hmm. And in the book, I wrote about mini God. And when we look to ourselves and our accomplishments, achievements, wherever we live, whatever country, whatever it is, what we own or what we've done, we're saying to God, you're not God. And that's why the economy of God is so important. It fits every aspect of our lives. It really does. And today's tip, Reba.
Tip number eight.
It's number eight. On the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage, today is tip number eight. If you missed the other seven, go to the website. You can listen to them there, theeconomyofgod.com. Tip number eight today for a great marriage, tip number eight financial tip or advice is to have a great risk management plan for your marriage. And I'll tell you about that and what that means, Reba, okay? A lot of people say, well, how can that be a great economic tip for our marriage? You know, why would that make our marriage better? Well, in economics, one of the things you want to do is to make sure that your marriage relationship has less surprises. I'll give you an example, Reba. Okay. In risk management, in the financial planning world or estate planning world or business consulting world that I'm in, we talk about insurance and protecting against losses, surprises, consequences, things like earthquakes, things like disabilities from illness or car accidents. I remember a dentist once I had as a client 22 years ago. In fact, I still work with him now. And in the old days, he said, Tom, I'm 30 years old. I don't need disability insurance. I said, it's not for the fact that you feel great today and are healthy. It's what happens if you get sick or get injured on or off the job. You want your salary to continue, don't you? Because number one, if you're disabled, Reba, you're not dead. So life insurance doesn't kick in. And the state or Fed may not pay much for long on disability. So you need a private insurance policy to pay income, which is tax-free normally if you handle it correctly. And it replaces your salary. Where did your salary go? Well, if you're self-employed like a dentist, you are the business. If you can't work, how are you going to treat patients? And so the fact that he did this and then subsequently, sure enough, 4 years later, horrible car accident.
No.
He couldn't be a dentist anymore. He hurt his hands and wrists.
Oh, really?
Yep. And I still, I work with him still, but he's not practicing
dentistry
as a dentist. He's now, well, he's now teaching dentistry in an educational way.
Oh, fantastic.
To those that want to become dentists.
Okay.
So he still gets an income from this policy, which I convinced him to purchase a long time ago.
Wow.
If he hadn't had that, he couldn't have been a dentist anymore. It would have affected his marriage like you would not believe. Why? Because without income, it brings on stress.
You're right.
That kind of a surprise flies in the face of Proverbs 22:3. Proverbs 22:3, we've covered it before, Reba. The wise man sees trouble ahead and protects himself or prepares himself. The fool ignores it and suffers for it. So it's important in risk management areas to have a great relationship with your spouse, husbands or wife. You figure out your insurance situations so that you cover unexpected problems or let's call them surprises or catastrophes so that it doesn't affect your finances and break them.
And break your marriage.
And break your marriage subsequently. Because a lot of times finances pour right over like water off a table. It spills on the floor to the marriage relationship. How come? Because of stress, because of worry. It creates
guilt, anger, pain.
Pain.
Suffering.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so to have a great marriage in the area of finance and economics or risk management, you want to make sure you've protected yourselves. What would it be without having medical insurance, Reba, and you have a you got cancer and you have to go to the hospital to get treatments? You'd either go bankrupt, you'd have to be a ward of the state. There could be major problems. It could break your entire financial situation. It's really interesting.
It definitely seems like it would.
And you know, Reba, I think about the different types of insurance. I've seen a lot of people not have earthquake insurance. And in Northridge, when they had the big quake over a decade ago, it was amazing. FEMA came in and gave interest-free loans to people to fix up their houses. That was a government-assisted program.
Wow.
But not always does that happen in all counties, in all states, or in all countries. So you want to be careful and plan ahead before the eventual catastrophe. Like, let's say you, Reba, do you have car insurance in case you get into an accident?
Sure.
Right. What if you didn't? That would be very dangerous. You'd break the law. by not having insurance in California.
And if something happened,
what would you do?
Yeah, what would I do? I could potentially lose my job.
It could be turned into a bankruptcy.
Wow. Well, we are going to talk more about risk management plan and how that could protect your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you don't hear of very often. People connecting that to that most important relationship in your life, one of them. But we're going to talk more about tip number 8 to the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage. We'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them, or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back, Knowing the Economy of God with our host Tom Meglia. I'm Reba Tony. We'd love to hear from you, 800-386-3700. Call Tom Meglia. Would love to meet with you and discuss your finances. He's a church consultant, a business consultant, a personal financial services planner as well. You can also visit us online, theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for our free quarterly newsletter. Pick up a copy of Tom's latest book. And we're still talking about tip number 8, which took me a minute to wrap my head around.
Well, it isn't the normal thing you hear. But in economics, Reba, or God's economy, the Bible, again, talks all over the place about protection, wisdom, planning, and doing things that are wise under the authority of the government. The government does allow us companies that provide medical insurance, car insurance, disability insurance, mm-hmm. life insurance. You know, I have a guy that once said to me, Tom, I'm going to change my beneficiary off my life insurance policy. I said, oh, really? You're going to put your wife on as beneficiary, right? No. I'm going to take her off and put my mother on.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, why would you put your mother on?
That sounds risky.
I know. I go, well, that's going to hurt your marriage. He's all, no, she won't find out, number one, because I'll do it. I'm the owner of the policy and she'll never know. And number two, I want my mother to get my life insurance death benefits. I don't want her, my wife remarrying and being rich and remarrying someone else, some other guy. That's what he did.
He's like, I don't want her to be happy if I die.
Exactly.
That's so sad.
It is sad. Reba, I'm telling you, and this guy was a Christian, went to the same church I did. I couldn't believe it. I admonished him,
mm-hmm.
and I said to him, you know, that is not good stewardship. Mm-mm. It's not obedient to God. It's Mm-mm. not loving your spouse. He's like, I don't want her to get rich off me, Tom. I'll leave it to my mom. And he changed the beneficiary.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's so many stories.
That's
so
really
many
sick.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Reba, there's a lot of things people do that are sinful and sick out there.
Well, you know what? I was just thinking when you're talking about risk management, You know, when you're building a portfolio and you're looking at, you know, having some things that are risky versus some things that are not, and you take your age and all these things into account, I was just sitting here thinking about how risky it is for couples to be living beyond their means.
Right. That's really true.
Because one little bump in the road and they lose it all, and things just go up in flames.
I know. And, you know, Reba, that's a great point, too. That's a different kind of risk. That's the risk of your relationship being on the fence. And if any one thing goes wrong, you're going to be tipped off the fence, either left or right. And a lot of people live their lives this way.
Very risky. I mean, if you're just one single person living that way, you're not risking as much.
Right.
But if you've got a wife,
kids,
then if you've got a company and you're living like you're living in your company that way, right on the edge, then you're risking for all your employers, for all your clients, for everybody's at risk at that point.
Exactly. You know, I had a couple once that said to me too, the wife said to me, "Tom, why do we need medical insurance? We're trusting God. We have faith in God to protect us, to take care of us, to not let anything bad happen to us. And if something bad happens, he'll find a way out." Well, you know, in my belief, that's tempting or testing God. And that's disobedient to Scripture. Using wisdom, using counselors, using companies that the government allowed to protect us and give us at least some protection.
Sure. But if you have it within your means to do, I mean, some people, I've definitely met people in countries where insurance was not in their means. It was a luxury to them.
Right.
But here in America, it is very accessible. It's becoming more expensive. But for a lot of people, if you're going to drive around in a new BMW 6 Series.
Right.
And then not have some of these other things. Well, where are your priorities at?
Exactly. I know.
Yeah. And then it might be a little upside down.
And this show is about God's economy. So when you look at a great marriage, how can you be at peace, Reba, if you had your husband and he did not protect you with insurances and even think about those kind of things? You'd be wondering what happens if and when an eventual problem occurs or the inevitable sickness or injury, illness, something always comes up eventually in our lives. We're not machines.
Right.
We're either going from a problem into something else or coming from a problem, getting ready to go through the field and then into another problem.
On the mountain looking down at the problems.
Right. And so, Reba, that's where the great marriage thing comes in. When you've got protection, and I don't believe in over-insuring and paying too much premiums for all these policies and being insurance poor. I don't agree with that. I don't believe in that. But you've got to have some protections to sleep better at night. It is trusting God because you're obeying him and his economy. Now, one way to lower premiums is to have higher deductibles. Higher deductibles on any form of insurance means less premiums. Now, people say, but what about my deductible if I should need it? Well, that's where you have an emergency fund of 6 months' income in the bank.
Wow.
And use the emergency fund to come in and close the gap for the deductibles. But, you know, I've seen so many couples, Reba, get into fights and arguments. I remember one lady said to me, "Tom, my husband is a rat. He's no good. You know, he didn't even protect our family. He had no medical insurance. He got sick, got cancer. You know, look what he's done to us." And she went on and on and on. Whoa, that was a hard interview. That was a hard counseling session. I mean, it's easy when people are driving around, listening to the radio, oh, everything's fine, because you wouldn't be driving if it wasn't fine, okay? Or in the studio. But in real life, to have a great relationship with your spouse, husband or wife, regardless, you've got to have a risk management plan as part of your complete marriage financial plan. And if you don't do that, there's going to be major stress.
Because we live in, I mean, when we just look at the world we live in, we can analyze the risk.
Right.
What is the risk that one of my cars is going to be in an accident?
Right.
What is the risk that one of us is going to get sick maybe for a year or two?
Right.
What is, you know, we look at these risks. What's the risk that we're going to have to change jobs or lose our job or change companies?
That's right.
Most of those things are going to happen to us at least once in our lifetime.
Eventually.
So it just makes sense that we would try to lessen that risk or lessen the blow of that.
And Reba, not only that, and all of that is right, what you said. It's true. And I think there's some people out there thinking, oh, Reba, guess what? This happened to me years ago. And I can just see some listeners driving around thinking, oh, if Reba only knew my situation, she would realize that happened to me personally. So you're hitting it on the head. And, you know, Reba, the thing about stress, you know, we talk about marriages. one of the biggest stresses towards a marriage is money.
Yeah.
And that's why so many marriages end up in divorce.
Sure.
Right or wrong, Christian or not, that's a fact.
And you know what happens to women when they get stressed?
Oh.
They eat and they get wrinkles.
Well, you don't have either of those problems.
Well, thank you.
I guess you're not stressed.
I just run every day.
Hey, Reba, if you want to get stressed out, get married.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Get married.
No kidding. But seriously, it does. It affects you physically, too.
Oh, I know.
And women especially. I know a lot of women who, when they get stressed out, they eat.
Yep.
And then they get the little lines right between their eyebrows from wincing all the time. Yep. Oh, where's the money going to come from? How's this going to happen? And then what happens with a man? He says he's not as attractive to her. She's just not as attractive to me anymore.
Right.
And it's like, well, maybe it's the way you're handling the finances is stressing her out, and she's trying to cover it up with food, and
that's
stressing out, and who feels like dolling up with makeup and nice clothes when you didn't get any sleep the night before because you're so worried about, gosh, if my husband loses his job.
Yep.
We lose everything we have.
Right. And there's no backup plan.
See, no backup plan. And that's not a healthy way of living.
No. And that's all perfectly said. Good wisdom. When you have no backup plan and then things break down and you're like, uh-oh, I should have had a backup plan.
Mm.
What's plan B? Well, you don't have plan B because you never thought plan A could happen in the first place or the major problem that hits you. You've always got to have plan B.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Reba, it goes back to a great relationship is one that has the least amount of major stress. There's always going to be some stress.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get my teeth cleaned last week, that was stress, you know. I gag and I don't like it. And, you know, obviously that's not big, big stress.
Right,
but
right.
When you have a surgery, that's stress.
Sure.
So there's a lot of things that can happen. And I'm telling you from 28 years of experience, the less amount of financial stress, the better the relationship between husband and wife. And that is a real fact.
I bet there are a lot of people listening right now, Tom, who have financial stressors in their life. They've just been mismanaging their stewardship. They haven't even thought of it as a stewardship.
Right.
Their marriage is suffering. Where does it start? The prayer of change?
It starts in the prayer of change, which I'm going to do right now. Father God, we need your wisdom, Lord. We know it from the Word. We need it empowered by the Spirit of God through Jesus, your Son. Lord, help us. Help us to seek you, Lord, not do things first and then ask you to bail us out second.
Mm.
Help us not to get ahead of you, Father God, but to listen to what you want us to do and work together as couples to honor you, Jesus. Give us great marriages in your name. Amen.
Amen. Wow. That was an incredible look into having a great marriage as far as your finances are concerned. Now, you're going to need a financial planner. You've got a plan for retirement. You've got a plan for your children's education. You need to reduce your tax liability, invest in special situations, all your financial goals and objectives. You need to call Tom. He's the man with 28 years of experience. Sign up for the free online newsletter and then call and set up a personal financial plan or consultation with Tom. The first appointment is free, so call him today. Write this number down, 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700. This is going to change your whole life. We'll see you next week.
Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.